Track 3. Alfred Thorne.
From the road, you have followed what is believed to have been a processional trackway that worshippers used to gain access to the hill. Shepherds would have also used this route to bring their sheep flocks from the valley below onto the downs each day to feed. The thorn tree in front of you is connected to another ancient story, the battle of the invading Danes against King Alfred's men in January 871.
Now, King Alfred was a great person in this area, having been born at Wantage, and nearby had been the Battle of Ashdown. And the story is that he used Alfred's thorn as a rallying point for his troops, so when people became separated at the various skirmishes, that they met up again at the thorn bush. And although it's obviously not the original thorn, but it's growing from the same root, and the poor old thing gets gnarled and twisted and grows at a funny angle, and the original one died off, and this one has sprouted up again and sort of perpetuates that story.
The Battle of Ashdown was costly, and many lives were lost on both sides. Due to its prominent position, White Horse Hill has a long association with the dead. Just to your left is a raised mound that marks the spot of a burial site or a long barrow, which dates back to Neolithic times, some 6,000 years ago. The site would have been highly visible from the valley below.
These burial mounds are quite often on prominent ridge sites, and you'd be able to see them on the skyline. Once that barrow had been established, the cemetery takes on a degree of significance, and you get a continuity of the use of that as a cemetery. In actual fact, a recent archaeological survey that's been carried out has suggested that there's actually an awful lot more of these barrows that have been damaged in the 19th and 20th century by later agricultural activity.
The long barrow would have had a ditch around it, and the depression in the centre is evidence of an excavation undertaken in the 1850s.
The mound itself, when they excavated, contained 49 skeletons. Some of them were headless, and it was said that the ones that had a head also had a bronze coin in their mouth, which was supposed to be a thing called the obolus. It was a sort of a fee for paying Sharon to take you across the River Styx to the follow-on life.
The Victorian method of excavation was not up to the standard of today's meticulous techniques, and this explains the high number of headless bodies found during the later dig in the 1980s.
Sites were excavated when people were more careless about excavation, and the Victorians seemed to like to count heads. So a lot of the bodies found in the long mound later had had their heads removed. But this was a Victorian practice. They counted the skulls.
A further burial site, dating from the Bronze Age, can just be made out on the right-hand side of the path as you make your way up to the head of the White Horse, your next stop. Use the silver sign in front of Alfred's Thorn to help with the navigation to the horse's head.
When you reach the head of the White Horse, you are ready to listen to track 4, but please remember not to stand on the horse.
Press pause now.